This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Pack it up, pack it in, let Wolves begin. This is the Wolves Fan Show with me, Charlie Isasin. We are listening to the Wolves Fan Show. I can't believe it because Mike's going to clip this up. I don't care, it's the Wolves Fan Show. It is your takeover every Wednesday, 10 to 10.30. And who better to have the Wolves takeover than with the main man himself, Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. There is so much to talk about. The unbeaten streak coming to an end against Spurs. Wolves Europa League adventure. The games on the weekend. So much. I wouldn't want to talk about it with anyone else, but you can join me in Jordan. You can have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Jordan, firstly, I know you've had a bit of trouble today. We really appreciate you giving us the time. How are you?
Yes, all good, mate. Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, managed to get my leak sorted. So
easy.
A little earlier. Absolutely, mate. I'd like to say I know what I was doing with it, but yeah, by all means, we've stopped it and we're ready to go.
Perfect, Jordan. Well, you're ready to go. You are the main man when it comes to the Wolves Fan Show. Let's take it back, because I know we're going to talk about the Spurs game, that brilliant run in the Premier League, but let's take it back last week. Before, the last time we spoke on the Wolves Show was obviously before the Europa League, and we know that Nuno was going to rotate a little bit, but there was still that chance, that little glimmer of hope that Wolves could top the group. They did top the group, but they were still denied, obviously coming second. But what a brilliant result, you know, beating Besiktas 4-0 at home. And obviously, where did it come from? Because at half-time, it was 0-0. On comes Jota and a hat-trick, please.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of Wolves fans watching that game at home or in the stadium after that first half would have been thinking, I wish I was sitting in the warm. Like, literally, it was such a nothing game for 45 minutes. I mean, Besiktas rotated 10 players as well. It looked like it felt like a bit of a pre-season for this match of yet. And I think the full expectation was that Braga were going to turn over Brad's father, and it wouldn't have mattered anyway what we did. But I think they went in at half-time, 1-1, and it seemed like Nuno would give some of the players a rocket up the backside, as it were. And we come out the second half, just straight on the front foot, and like you say, Jota coming off the bench and getting a 9-minute hat-trick. You know, at one point, it looked like we were going to top that group.
Yeah, it looked like you was going to top that group, but obviously you didn't. But, you know, it's kind of been fair to you in that sense, because you've been drawn against Espanyol. I know they topped their Europa League group as well, Jordan. So, you know, they're doing well. They deserve to be in the knockout stages, as are Wolves. Every game is tough. But in La Liga, they are currently bottom and only 2 league wins. Wolves must be thinking, look, we're happy to take part and we want to make up the numbers, but this is a brilliant chance to even get further now, and also a lovely, beautiful, sunny trip to Spain.
Yeah, and I said this on the Wolves Fancast show last night as well, but actually I think if you sort of take the difficulty of fixture alongside the venue, obviously it's Barcelona where Espanyol play, for a Wolves fan it can't get much better really. You're getting to go to, you know, one of the best cities in the world. We're going to go into that tie overwhelming favourites you'd expect on the basis of the league form. And you know what? It's a real chance of us getting through to the last 16. I think the mindset's changed a lot with Wolves fans. Sort of the longer this competition's gone on, it's very much been, you know, well, for myself personally, it was, oh, let's just make the group stages. And then it was, oh, let's just get through the group. But you're looking at it now and you're thinking, well, that's the last 16. And you look at some of the teams that are obviously left in the competition. Don't get me wrong, there's some very good teams in the Europa League. But Manchester United and Arsenal are joint favourites for this. And 1-11, I think we're just as good as those 1-11. So I think we've got a real chance. And if we do take it as seriously, I think the board and Nuno will. I think we could go real deep in this competition.
Yeah, I know. It's such an interesting one. And I think that you've got a brilliant chance. And will that maybe distract from the Premier League? Because maybe the priority can change. Would it change Europa League the further it goes? Because this is no disrespect to Espanyol. This is no disrespect to some of the teams that are in there. But we've seen the way you play on the Premier League front and what you can do, the results you've already had in that group. This is a good chance because some of the quality, the golfing class, is a little bit different on that Europa League scale.
Yeah, and for me, I think, again, the deeper we go in the competition, the more chance we've got of winning it. To be honest with you, I think a lot of Wolves fans will just think the same. Like, the league form, we won't really mind about that. We could come 17th and stay up on goal difference. If we win that Europa League, you win the Champions League the following year and everything else is forgotten about. It's all about being in the trophies business as a fan. And, so, you know, Wolves fans want success. Granted, I don't think we're going to come anywhere near 17th, but... You know, I'm sure a lot of Wolves fans would take winning the Europa League and struggling the Premier League for the rest of the year, absolutely every day of the week.
Yeah, that's just incredible, isn't it, Jordan? Could you imagine coming 17th, you know, winning the Europa League in the Champions League, when you put it like that, I mean, what a crazy season that would be. But it'd be one that you would absolutely remember. But when that draw was made, just quickly, when it was Espanyol, what did you think? Was you like, oh, Espanyol? Because I know I'm mentioning the La Liga form, but that Europa League form, they're still going to be tricky.
Yeah, and you've got to, you know, they're obviously struggling in the league at the moment, but that doesn't discount that they're not a good team. They're obviously, you know, they've obviously got something about them to top of Europa League group. Like I said, we didn't manage that. So, you know, they've obviously got a bit of quality about them. I think they've topped the group with, like, CSKA Moscow in it, and Ludogorets, who've been in the Champions League the last few years. So, you know, they've obviously got a bit of quality about them. I mean, they're probably, you know, again, I'm not... You know, don't watch much La Liga football, so I can't really say I know a lot about the players. But, you know, Watford are bottom of the Premier League, and, you know, you look at that team, and that Watford team could still hurt teams on the day. So they're going to have a few, you know, I'm sure they'll be dangerous, like, but if we play to our best of our abilities, you've got to be very confident that we'll be in that last 16 draw.
Yeah, absolutely. And a thing that we've spoke about, and me and Rye spoke about, I'm sure you have on the Wolves Fancast, which everyone should check out. If you're Wolves fans and you're listening, please check out that Fancast. But what is nice, because loads has been made, rightly or wrongly. Wolves' this season started early. They've played many more games than, you know, anyone else really in the league. Now, though, that the group is done and you've gone out on that high, you know, you're through, you can put it to the back of the minds because you've got a little time off of it now. It doesn't come back till February, so you just can concentrate on the league, and you're not playing, you know, Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah, and I think this is the first week off in terms of that midweek fixture for the first team for, you know, numerous weeks now. Especially, you know, there's no international football either till February, March time. So I think that you're going to see an even better Wolves team come the weekend when we're playing Norwich. But I'm sure we'll move on to that after the break. But yeah, I don't think we have been fatigued in anything we've done, but it must take its toll out on you if you're flying, you know, Thursday night back from game, after a game, and then going and playing on a Sunday. You know, there is going to be bound to be that little bit of fatigue that drops in. So the fact that we can now concentrate, fully focused on the league, you know, through this busy winter period, by all means, I think Wolves fans are really optimistic about where we can go with this squad at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're wanting to be making that priority on the Premier League before they can turn their attentions fully to the Europa League. Let's talk about the game against Spurs now. Obviously, it wasn't the ideal start. Moura skipping through the players, scoring an absolute beauty, literally at the beginning, dying minutes of the game.
Yeah, well, you know, that we did, I mean, to be fair to Moura, he's took his goal extremely well, hasn't he? So... you watch it back on highlights and stuff, and you know he's gone off his foot like a sledgehammer. So really, you know, Patricio didn't have any chance with that. But looking at the whole balance of that game, from you know we were brilliant. Like you know yeah. we outplayed the Champions League losing finalists. You know what I mean? So you know I know that Tottenham team have been a bit in and out of form. They're definitely a different animal under Mourinho. And I fully think that if they did have Pochettino still in charge, I think we'd have turned them over. Honestly, I think Mourinho's gone in there and given a bit of a steely edge about themselves and a bit of a winning mentality. So, you know, Wolves, we'll play a lot worse than that, a minimum five times till the end of the season, and we'll win games. And, you know, coming out of the ground or watching on the TV on Sunday, you couldn't be anything but proud. Like, we've gone 12 unbeaten before that. We've absolutely outplayed the Champions League finalists from last season. and amounts out of the top four for the last few years. And, you know, really got a sense of feeling, you know what, we could be amounts out of this top six, top four, whatever you want to call it. We don't fear anyone. And with performances like that, no one's going to want to play us.
Yeah, it's so true, and that's exactly the kind of attitude and outlook I wanted to have, because you can look and go, oh, you know, all that run has come to an end, but this is how you've got to look at it, because no one wants to lose, but, you know, what is worse? Is it losing when you get battered, or is because, you know, you go, well, we just got battered, so we don't care, or is it when you get so close and you go, this is harder to take because we were brilliant? But that's exactly what you were, Jordan. You know, the result was harsh against you, because, you know, I don't think you could have argued that maybe it was worthy of a draw, even know Wolves had their moments, but to say Spurs got that victory and what was a dramatic late winner, you know, Wolves were denied the points, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think that arguably out of this 12 game unbeaten run in the league, that was probably our best performance, which is just absolutely mind-boggling, to be honest. Like I say, you've got to pick yourselves up and move on from it. I mean, we've switched off the whole game for 90 seconds where Eriksen's nicked the ball off Dendonka, Kane nicked the ball off Dendonka. Eriksen's come off the bench and put two world-class deliveries in, and they've punished us. And that's the difference, I think, from what Wolves are now to where we want to get to. I think 1-11, we can very much compete with anyone in Europe and the world. But when it comes to the bench, I think that's where we lack. It was another game where we didn't make any subs. And I think that's just where we lack at the minute. I think it's the quality, you know, depth in quality, you know, after that first 11, which is, I don't want to say letting us down at the moment. That's the next big step for us as a club, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But you mentioned just that, you know, the 12-game run coming to an end, but you can be proud from that. And it's not just that. You've only suffered just their third home defeat in the top flight in 2019. And that's the first since a defeat against Chelsea in September. You know, the big boys, or the supposed big boys, and Wolves are one of them now, they don't have it their way when they come to Molineux.
No, it's very much been a fortress, especially the end of last season. You know, we were steamrolling everyone that came here. Granted, we haven't been as good at home as we were last season. But, again, I think that we're still seeing Wolves. We're just getting better at the minute. And we are going through the gears. And if we carry on playing like we did on Sunday against Tottenham, we're only going to just keep collecting and picking up victories. So, you know, like I say, I think when we're moving from, well, when we're playing at home, it will be a fortress. And I think moving on till the end of the season, you'll have to be a very good team to take any points off us at Molineux.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why maybe it was not a killer blow, but annoying that the Spurs obviously taking points. They're one of the teams that are in and around you, and they leapfrog you into those places now, just pushing Wolves slightly down. But we are talking of the positives. We're being proud. One of those positives, and he's always a theme of this show, Traore's equaliser. You know, I think it was his fourth goal of the season, and it was twice as many as he scored in his previous 82 matches as a Premier League player. He's going from strength to strength, isn't he, Jordan?
Yeah, and it's what I think, you know, we've spoken about it numerous times, about his progression as a player, and it's purely down, for me, I think it's purely down to the fact he's had a full pre-season this season under Nuno, and he's learnt the Wolves' way. I mean, he's going from strength to strength, and I mean, you talk about some of the challenges that went on at the weekend against him, but I look at it on the other side of the coin, as it were, you know, like, when he played at Middlesbrough in the Championship, we did exactly the same to him. I mean, I don't understand how you meant to stop someone who's that powerful and that pacey, other than just try and trip him up or take him out. And again, I'm not condoning that at all. You know, he's our asset and we want to protect him. But it's just fantastic. You know, I think he's been fouled the most in the Premier League. And I think fouls on him leading to yellow cards this season, something like 26 from or something. It's literally something stupid. So, yeah, he's an absolute game changer for us, and, you know, he's just getting better and better.
Yeah, and it's not just him, because no two players have combined for more Premier League goals. We're seeing that partnership, we're seeing that link up. Traore and Jimenez is absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, if you throw Jota in there now as well, you know, he's started to hit a bit of form as well. I think as a front three in the Premier League, yeah, you've got your City front three and your Liverpool front three, but you could argue that, you know, the Wolves front three is up there with the best in the league as well on form and on paper. When we're firing, they're absolutely brilliant as a trio. And again, I think that we reverted back from the 3-5-2 to the 3-4-3, which I think was what a lot of fans wanted. I think we felt like the style of football was getting a bit stagnant and we weren't creating enough. We've gone to 3-4-3, and you know, we're on the front foot in games now, and genuinely look like we could score 3-4-5 every game. So, you know, it's an exciting time to be a Wolves fan.
Yeah, it is an exciting time. Obviously, Traore, I know I always talk about him, but I don't know if it's just because, how tight is that shirt? Is he wearing a shirt that's two sizes too small, or is he just that much of a unit? Because he is the Hulk. He's bursting out of that shirt, ain't he?
Yeah, he looks like a running back off the NFL, doesn't he, with his pads on.
But he's obviously not wearing pads. I love pads that, either. Jordan. Yeah, nice bringing it back there, giving it the old Dalvin Cook, mate. I know you're a big fan. But he does, don't he? He's an absolute unit, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, someone who is that big, you never think would be able to run that quick as well. He's sort of, you're either very physical or you're very quick. I can't believe, you know, he's like almost like you've gone on FIFA or Football Manager and gone on the editor and just put all the stats up, as, you know, make them as quick as powerful as they can. But he's like that in real life. So
yeah,
what I mean. He's just, again, brilliant player. And granted, he keeps getting taken out and you do want a bit of protection for him. But I've got no idea how you stop him.
Yeah, absolute powerhouse. He definitely would smash the NFL Combine, Jordan. That's for sure. Well, we're going to look at that Norwich game next and a little bit of the January transfer window. As much as we've tried to stay away from it, it is itching ever closer.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio. Your fan station.
You're listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm still joined by the fantastic Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast, and there is still time to join us both. Easy. All you got to do, you tweet us at Love Sport Radio or you call us 0208 70 20 558. Have your say on the European adventure, on the league form so far. Jordan, before we look at that Norwich game on the weekend, a good chance, a good opportunity, shall we say, for Wolves to bounce back. There are some rumours, little transfer whispers, gossip starting to happen now, because we can say we're close to Christmas, which we are, but we're close to a time when, obviously, in the media, you know, radios, papers, all on the sports news, it goes mad. Every player under the sun is linked. Who are Wolves being linked to, and what ones are a little bit concrete?
To be honest with you, I haven't seen us being linked with exact names at the moment in terms of players we want. I mean, Jeff Shee's come out and said that he wants us to be ambitious in this transfer window, which for himself to come out and actually say, we're going to do something in this transfer window. Any transfer window since they've been at the club, they've kept the mouth shut. So actually them coming out and saying, you know what, we're going to be ambitious in January, we're going to be aggressive. They've got names lined up. They've probably got people already near enough signed on the dotted line, but the club as a whole does quite well to keep these transfers under wraps until, you know, the very last minute. Like, no one found out about Jair Moutinho. I think it sort of rumours broke about an hour before, and lo and behold, he was outside the ground in Compton, moving from a lovely Monaco, and he's just there outside, you know, he's at your Wolverhampton City Centre, so it's a bit surreal. So, you know, there are a few rumours floating around, but I haven't heard anything of any note of any concrete stuff, I guess. It's more so the ones of the suitors of Jimenez and Traore, and people saying they're going to come in for them, which is the ones that Wolves fans are being a bit anxious about at the minute, I think.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, I know they were anxious about the Nuno rumours. Obviously, maybe him being approached by big clubs, and then obviously now some of the players being linked. Obviously, how good they're doing, their pursuits in the Europa League is putting them in the shop window, maybe. But it also helps Wolves, because players who maybe weren't that familiar with Wolves are seeing them now, this European club progressing to the knockout stages. Are they more, obviously, an attractive option now for players who want to come in?
100%. And I think that it's also the fact of the league forms being backed up of, you know, we've come seventh last season, and we look like we're well on to do that again this season. So, you know, you do see some teams that have like the one season and then they completely drop off the following season. But you've got to be consistent with it. And, you know, the more times, you know, you're in and around that top six and you're beating the big boys and you're in European competitions, you know, getting to knockout stages of those, you know, games and qualifications, then you do become more of an attractive prospect as a club. Granted, I mean, you know, let's not beat around the bush. People probably wouldn't want to move to Wolverhampton as a first choice, as, you know, as a city to come to. But, you know, the football team, you know, is very attractive. And, I'm sure if they see the project of what Nuno's got and Fosen, then, you know, I think Wolves are, you know, like I say, I think we are developing into a real big team now and a big club.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, just another one on that Europa League and the players obviously becoming more attractive. Now that they have progressed, and I'm sure they plan for this, they'll have a long-term vision and a shorter-term vision, as the same with targets. But does it change it? Because now they think, well, we have got a chance, you know. Like you said, you think they're going to go deep. Maybe we do need a few more bodies in.
Yeah, and I think it's not just only that. And again, it would have looked a bit differently if we'd have beat Tottenham on the weekend. But
you mentioned the bench, just the depth.
Yeah, the depth, and I think that we definitely need that. Because I genuinely think, and I could get shot down from this from rival shows and fans, but I don't care anyway, is that I think the top three are going to be the top three that are there now. But I do think that fourth place is anyone still. I think Chelsea are faltering. Tottenham are turning the tide somewhat under Mourinho. I don't think Man United are what they ever were before, and Arsenal are a nothing team right now. So I do think that fourth place is actually open for someone. And again, granted, I'm not saying Wolves are going to come there, but we've got a decent chance of doing it. So I think that Fosen might see it as an opportunity and go, actually, if we go big here, you know, ideally we're going to still finish in that top seven and get Europa League as a minimum, but if we took a bit of money at it, that fourth position, I think, is there for anyone to take, personally.
Unbelievable. On the Wolves fan show, Jordan, all you're doing, pew, pew, shots are being fired. You just went at Arsenal, an absolute nothing team. Jordan, you do not mince your words, my man, but we are keeping it on Wolves, and it is Norwich on the weekend. You know, they're no mugs, you know. Obviously, they play good football. They're doing well since coming up, but they are struggling. They're down there in a sense, you know, but they did get the draw with Leicester, stopping them on the run that they're on, just like Wolves, so they can go to places that was away and get points.
Yeah, and I think with Norwich is that, I think, you know, the manager's done a fantastic job with that team. They're a very nice team to watch. I mean, they're very neat. They've got some tidy attacking players. Obviously, Pukki knows where the back of the net is. And you've got your Campwells and your Bundiers who on me, they look, you know, tidy players that can cause you problems. But I genuinely think that I think we're all wrong for Norwich, because I think that they only know one way to play. I think that they're at home, there's going to be a little element of pressure on them to, you know, come on the front foot at Wolves. And if we just sit back off them and use our pace and power on the break, like I say, I just think we're all wrong for them personally.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Obviously, you want to see the bounce back, but maybe Norwich will sense something. But can we see it here?
I don't come on this show and say we're going to. Usually, I'm a bit of a pessimist with some things, but
not after the way you just ripped them other teams.
Oh yeah, well, I mean it about Arsenal as well. But anyway, with Norwich, I do think that. I'm really confident about the weekend. I think that, you know, plays into our strengths. If they come on to us on the front four, I generally think we've got too much quality for them on the break. I could see us winning 2-0 or 3-0 and it being quite a relatively comfortable game. Granted, the game, we've got to be switched on. They've got players who can hurt you. And I'm not discrediting Norwich as being a poor team or anything like that. But yeah, I just feel extremely confident for some reason. And I think we're going to walk away with all 3 points.
Yeah, exactly. Getting back to it, and obviously maybe the start of another run. So what is your score prediction, Jordan?
I'll go 3-0 and Jimenez to get a double.
Oh, Jimenez to get a double. He is going 3-0. Jordan, it is always a pleasure to have you on the Wolves Fan Show, as it is every week. Obviously, we won't be back now till January in the new year, Christmas and New Year, so we will be off for then. But Jordan, such a pleasure. Thank you for making the Wolves Fan Show what it is. I'm glad it went well for you today and you got it all sorted. I look forward to speaking to you in the new year when we can look at those targets, when we can look at the Europa League, and maybe you'll be beating more of those nothing teams. Jordan Russell there. Make sure you check him out from the Wolves Fan Cast. Unbelievable stuff there. Shots were being fired. But this was the Wolves Fan Show. Make sure you tune in next time, because all the fan shows on Love Sport, we give you a voice. It's a chance for you to have your say on your club.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.